a testament base, just to learn the Taisvasin, just let's go over a small piece of Gemara and not negeya the whole sugya that we had learned yesterday, but it's negeya the Taisvasin. The sugya with the Taisvasin and negeya are two shuris before the bottom of the Amid. There's a Mishneh, Tavlin, Shnayim, V'Gimel, Shemes, Mimin, Echot. If you have Tavlin, Shel, Issa, and Shnayim, V'Gimel, Shemes, Mimin, Echot. It is Min, Echot, and there are two or three Shemes. Exactly what this means, we'll see. I'm Achleikis, Rashi, and Taisvit. Oy, Mishloisha, Minim. Or there are three Minim. Asurim, Umitztarfim, Ze, Im, Ze. So all these either the shloisha minim or the shloisha shemes are asurim umitzafim ze im ze, va'oma cheskiye b'mine mesike shonu. That is speaking about that all these tavlin have a common factor that they are memasik the kedere, even though they have different types of tamim, but it's all in yesod a type of misuk kedere. Now let us see Rashi. Beis v'gimel shemes, palpel lovam shocher v'oruch. That is the first tzir in the Mishneh. You have one mean, it is a mean palpelin, but there are different shemes in this mean. There's palpel lovam, palpel shocher v'oruch. That's case number one. So it is one mean with three shemes. Case number two is, oy mishloisha minim, and that's what Rashi continues, ayafilu min gimel minim, you have tavlin shel iser of gimel minim, vehem shel iser, in both these cases, either you had palpulin with three shemes, three different types of palpulin, or three different minim in ganzen, And both of these cases are speaking about that they are shel issa. Also im tiblu bohen es akdeire. If one was mitzaref, the three minim, or the three shemes, so the kdeire, the tavshel in the kdeire is also bachila. Umitztarfin litavlo, im ein bechol echod kedei letavl, v'nitztarfu v'tivlu. So mitztarfen means that each tavlin mitzad atzmoi is not bekoyach to give, to be nice and tam in the kedeire, but you could be mitzarev the minim, and all together, since they're nice and tam, so you mitzarev the minim, and it asks it. That's what it says, that the three minim are mitztarif. B'mine mesika askinon shekulon mine mesikis kedere. Even though there are three different minim, but they have a common factor that they are all mine mesike, so then they are mitztarif. That is the Mishneh according to Rashi. Let us see Taisus. Tavlin, Shnayim, Ushloisha, Shemais, Vehein, Min, Echot. Perish Rashi, Kemoi Palpul Oruch, Palpul Lovon, Palpul Shocher. So that is the Chiddush of the Reisha. The Mishnah is going Leizu Apsu. Not only if it is one Min and three Shemais, they are Mitztarif, Lesser, Esakdeire. Afilu, they are three different minim, they're also mitztarif lesser akdeira. Ula peirusha. So according to Rashi, that Rashi says, shemois means, you take it literally, that it's one mean with a different shem. So ha diktoni b'seife, Rabbi Shimon oima, beis shemois mi min echot. Rabbi Shimon is choylik, both the halachis that it says in the Mishnah. And he says as follows. Bei shemois mi min echot. So that would mean, let's say if you have palpalin, and there's palpalovin and palpashoche. That's case number one. Oi, shnei minim mishem echot, ein mitstarfen. So what is the case of shnei minim mishem echot? If we say shem echot means a name, is mashkachas lo shnei minim mishem echot kein shematzino lekamon trei gavni oiholo. There are two minim that have got the same name. So Rav Shimon is chaylik on both of the halachas that the Tanakhama holds. The Tanakhama holds that two shemis and one min are mitzaref lesser. Two minim are also mitzaref lesser. And Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, two minim and two shemis. And he's saying, whatever combination you'll put together, one min and two shemis, or two minim with the same shem, they do not become mitzuret. Avol teimet, so Taisvus asks, v'chi bishvil sheyesh lahem shem echad. Let us go to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is telling us a chiddush. Two minim, even though they have the same name, they are not mitzaref. So Taisvus asks, what is the chiddush? V'chi bishvil sheyesh lahem shem echad. Yesh lahem litzaref yoisa. There's a svar they should become mitzuret. Mamoyel Hashem Ligrei Matzirut, Kivin Shehem Shnei Minim. If they're Mamish Shnei Minim, so coincidentally, both have the same shame. But Mehechi Teisi, this should be a Svore in Tzirut. Ve'ein Taimon Bishove, Kivin Shehem Shnei Minim, Ve'ein Taimon Bishove. It's different Taimim, different Minim, and they have got the same shame. So why should the same shame be a factor to create a din tzir? Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says pshat in the Mishnah as follows. The gimel shemais, beis v'gimel shemais does not mean, the way Rashi says, it is one mean, but the palpul lovon, palpul shocher. The gimel in yonei isa, gimel shemais means there you have one mean, that is also because of different sibit. Kigoin shel ola, oy shel klaya kerem, b'shel asheire, b'shel irani dachas, tori gimel shemes. This is what the Tana calls shemes. Kidei amrinon, we find the Mishnah says the makis, shalai Hashem, may vi eli dei makis, may vi eli dei tashlumim. The isel that is mechayev malkis is not chayev tashlumim. The perka mekabel, oy ve b'chol ha-shemes haylolu. The Ktani, the Yerushalmi, says, a trumis meiser shall d'mai v'achalav abikurim, which all are a type of trume, oilem be'echad u'meya, it's bottle be'echad u'meya, u'mitztarfim zeim ze, and they become mitzurif one and with the other. The Kamar Allah Big Moral Rab Shimon Itzrecha, according to Rab Shimon, Avol Gav Doma Rab Shimon Ein Shnei Shemes Mitzdarfin, even though Rab Shimon holds Ein Shnei Shemes Mitzdarfin. So that means if you would have palpulin and you have two pieces of palpulin, one piece of palpulin is one issa and the other is another issa. So Rab Shimon holds they do not become mitzurit. But here, Sai, Trume, Chala, Bikurim, all have a Shem Trume, therefore they are mitzvah. The Kitzur, we have a very interesting machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. And the Svas Emes says, there'll be a gewaldike nafke mina lahaloche. Now, noch amol, according to Rashi, Rashi is saying as follows, that you have two minim. But it would seem from Rashi, they have one issa. So they're mitztarev to asa. That means you have two minim of klaya kerem. Shloisha minim. So they have two minim of klaya kerem. So even though they are different minim, they're mitztarev lesser. The Gemara says, b'minim esikishono. They all, so even though each one is giving a different tam, but since this is a tam shel klaya kerem, And it is a time of Mesikis. It's all more or less the same type of a time. So it's Mitzvah. So let us say if the Shir will be Shishim, so Mamela, if you do not have Shishim, you have, let's say, with when you mitzaref these two tavlinim, so you have less than shishim. So even though kineged each mean you have shishim, it's mitzurif, and you have here klayakerem that asels the tavshim. That is the way Rashi learns pshat. So you have two different meaning, but poshet the same issa. According to Taisvis, we are speaking about that you have different isurim. You have different isurim. Sheamus means different isurim. And it is also mitzurim. The different isurim will also after it. That lemaisa, the tavshul will become also. You have a half a zayis of klayakerim, a half a zayis of ola. Is lemaisa, it will become mitzurim, but you have a zayis of isa. So a zayis of isa will become mitzurim to aser the tavshul. So the Sfas Emes says, there'll be a gewaldike nafkemina lahaloche between Rashi and Tosfos. What will be if you have a tafshil that has 60 zaysim? 60 zaysim. Now, you have one, well let's make it better, 59 zaysim. And now you have one zayis of boso that is nevela, in one zayis of boso that is trefe. What will the din be? So you have here 59 zaysim of boso shel heta and 2 zaysim of issa. One boso nevele and one boso trefe. So he says, according to Rashi, we do not find there such a din that isurim mitzdalfen. Rashi learns pshat minim mitzdalfen. Rashi says that, you have different meaning, but you have altogether, you have concentrated a zayis of Issa shall klaya kerem. This is one type of the one mean, another mean, but lemaisa you have a zayis of klaya kerem. So it becomes mitzurif to asa. But if you will have a zayis of nevela and a zayis of treifa, we do not find that Rashi holds that they become mitzurif. So it will come out, according to Rashi, if you'll have 59 zaysim of heta, and one zayis of nevela, and one zayis of trefe, so the trefe and the nevela will not become mitzurif, so the trefe will become mitzurif with the 59 zaysim, so we have 60 zaysim which are not nevela, we have 60 zaysim which are not trefe, and it will become bottle. That is according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, that the Isurim are mitzdarif, so memele if you have, so in order to be mevatel, the 2 zaysim, one zayis of nevela and one zayis of trefe, you'll have to have shishim keneged each one, because now it's considered you have 2 zaysim shalissa, and now in order to be mevatel, the 2 zaysim shalissa, you'll need twice shishim to be mevatel each zayis. So that is a gewaldike nafkemine between Rashi and Tosfos. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. Now, let us learn the next Tosfos. Asurim umitztarfim ze im ze. But let us learn the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. He says, so the Mishnah is telling us that different Isurim could be different, the different meaning also, as long as it's Lamasik es HaKedere. But Al Kaponim, we have over here different isurim are mitzurif to asa the gdeira. Now it says a kefal haloshen asurin umitztarfin ze im ze. So Tosfos tells us on the kefal haloshen. What is pshat? It's osur and it's mitztarif. L'chayre, that's what it means. That you mitzaref the 2 isurim and therefore it asks the gdeira. What asurim umitztarfin? L'chayre nire, so Taisa says, mide toni asurim, v'tone su mitztarfin. So Taisa says it means as follows. The asurim hainu lesser es hakdeire. Here it means it's speaking about that it fell into a kededa. You had, let's say, a chatzi zayis of one issa and a chatzi zayis of another issa, and it fell into a kededa, and it's nice and tam in the kededa, so the kededa is also, if you do not have shishim keneged the zayis, you only have 59 zayisim shall hetzer, so it's asurim, the kededa is also. What's the taich mitztarfin? The sum of the less there is a kedeira that it asks the kedeira ben nesin estam who mitstalfen lemalkis. So the Maram says pshat in Taisus, and mitstalfen lemalkis means as follows: if I have a half a zayis of ola and I have a half a zayis of klaya kerem and I eat it up, so you get malkis who mitstalfen lemalkis. So that it's two separate dinim. There's a din that it assels the tafshu, that you could put together a zayis of Israel to assel the tafshu. That's one din. That it goes to al talocha mistam of tam keikir, which could be, it seems from Tosis, you're not loika on tam keikir. Or mitzalfa means I had a half a zayis of klaya kerem, and a half a zayis of Olo, and I ate it together, is mitzvah from the Malkus. I ate a kezayis of Issa. Am mu'uyim dike chidish. So Taisva shtelzach, va'af al gav, I'm saying a mo'ir dike chidish, that you add a half an apple and a half a pear, you won't end up with something. And here Taisva says, you're adding half, a chotzi shir of two isurim, and you'll get Malkus. There's no shir of klaya kerem. There's no shir of ola. Taktais v'sva'af al gav de le'inyin chiyev chatos amrinim beperik kal godol. The chelet v'dam u'pigul aim it starfen. That it's not mit the chelet v'dam u'pigul aim it starfen. Le'malkis mit starfen. So Taisa says it's a chilek. Malkis is mitzurif. The Gemara is speaking about Rebbe Legabi Yaakov. A person is chayiv koris on chaylev and dam. So if a person will have a half a zayis of chaylev and half a zayis of dam, is lemaise, so there's no korban. Because he didn't eat a zayis of chaylev, he didn't eat a zayis of dam. He ate a zayis of something which you're chayiv koris, on chaylev you're chayiv koris, on dam you're chayiv koris, but there's no zayis of chelav, there's no zayis of adam, so you don't bring a kol. But lemalkis, you'll get malkis. You will get malkis. Amoyre di kechidish. You'll get malkis. That's what Taisus wants to say. So Taisus said that you'll get malkis. What is the lav? What will you be master? Not mevisen. What lav is the yoyve? It's not chelav and it's not dam. It's not allowed to eat it. You'll get malkis. Beperik basra davayde zore. So now Taisus, so first Taisus says a yisod, and Taisus built his yisod from a yitr haloshen, because it says asurim umitzalfen, so mitzalfen means that you'll get malkus. Beperik, now Taisus is a kashen. Beperik basra davayde zore, the pligi abaye verove. There's a machlekes abaye verove, the abaye sover bosar taime ozlino. There is a machlekes abaye v'rove by the halacha. There the Gemara was going about min b'minoi einay bottle. That's how the sugya was going. Min b'minoi never becomes bottle. What makes it min b'minoi? Do you go bosor shmo? Do you go bosor taina? For example, let us just say a moshel that you'll have two types of vinegars. Both of them are vinegar. One is made from one min and one is made from another min. And it has a different taste, but it's vinegar. Both have the same vinegar. This is so one will fall in the other. So that's called min b'minay or min b'shainay minay. Abaye says you go b'sar taime. It has two different tamim, so it's min b'shainay min. Even though both of them in yisod are vinegar, Rava says you go b'sar shmo. Okay, so now let us go back to what Hanigei alone. The pligi Abaye v'Rava. The Abaye Sover Bosal Taimas Lina. That if it has one time, it is considered one mean. V'komar Abaye Minoa Minolo. How do I know that one time is called one mean. This nan, so it brings down the Mishnah we had learned. Tavlin, Beis, Vegimel, Shemitz. So the first halacha is speaking about it's mamish one mean, and then there's different Shemitz. The second halacha is, Oy Mishloisha meaning. You had three different meaning. And three Shemitz, three different meaning. And three Shemitz, and it's Mitzurah. But Chesky said that this din, that three minim are Mitzurah, when are they Mitzurah? Be minim Mesikishanu. The Mitzurah, when all have one tam. If they have one tam, so they're considered one mean, and they're considered one mean, therefore they're Mitzurah. That's what Chesky said, Pshat in the Mishnah. So Abaye said, Minoa Minallah. This nan, tablin beis v'gimel shemes. Yamud v'shleim the bosa taima ozlinam. Did you say I'm right? That what makes it one mean? That they have a similar taste? Chataimanimu. So that's why we understand. The Gemara brings down the memory of Chizkiyah. So that's why shleisha minim are metzurit. Because they all have the same taste. Minim esike. So memela, so it's one mean. One means some amela, you can be mitzarefe. Ela yamrit boso shmo zlina, but if you say you go boso shmo, hai shmo luchut, hai shmo luchut, so how could it become mitzurif? How could it become mitzurif? The different shemes. How could you be mitzarefe? The rova oma, so what did rova do with this raya? Here it says you're mitzaref three minim. So Sarai, how can you be mitzaref three meaning? Because they're considered one mean, because they have the same time. The Rava Omar, no, the Taka three different meaning. Aye, how could you be mitzaref three meaning? Homoni Rav Meiri. It is going, and Rashi says, Rava says he disagrees with Cheskia. It doesn't have to have the same time. Homoni Rav Meiri. The Omar, Kol isurim shebetoire mitztarfim ze im ze. All isurim shebetoire mitztarfim ze im ze. Shenema loiseichel kol toi eve. Kol sheti aftiloch arehu bebal toichel. There's a mechudishtike Rameya. Rameya says, every machol also, you could be mitzaref machol is asures because there's a kezayis of kol sheti aftiloch. You're not allowed to eat Tlai Akedem, you're not allowed to eat Ola. So in the mail, if you'll have a half a Zayas, if you have a half a Zayas of Ola and half a Zayas of Tlai Akedem, how do they add up? How could you add up to meaning? No, it's kosher to Yaftiloch. Rameya holds that there's a love, that there's a love on kosher to Yaftiloch. That it's koilul all meaning. So if I'm mitzaref, Kamo, minim, chalukim, shalisar, and I eat it together, you like it, because that's the love of kol shati yaftiloch. Shenema, leisechel kol teyeva, kol shati yaftiloch, harehu bebal toich. Mashme. So that was Rovis ashtik teire. Rovis said that it is going according to Rameya, and therefore you can be mitzaref the different meaning. Mashme, the la Abaye, according to Abaye, osi afilu alibe de rabbonon de Rameya. Abaye said, no, since it's the same time, since they have the same time, even though the different isurim, it's also mitzuref. It doesn't say it goes according to Rameya. If I'm saying now that pshat is that you like, and we know there's zicha machloikis between the rabbon and the rameya, afal gav dal kochov pligi alei lechol apoches linye malkes. There is zicha machloikis between the rabbon and the rameya. The minimum machloikis can be rameya holds you get malkes, and you mitzaref different types of isurim. And the Rabbanan hold you don't get malchus. That's the machlekes, the Rabbanan and the Rameya. And the way Tosis is learning pshat, according to Abaye, mitztarfa means la malchus. So how could that be? So Tosis says ashtik teire. Sovar Abaye, de loy pligi elo bebeis meaning. The whole machlekes between Rab Meir and the Chachamim is by two different meanings. That means, let's say if a person will have a half a zayis of a banana shalissa, let's say that from Irani Dachas, and they'll have another half a zayis of Klaya Kera. So these are two different meanings. So what did I eat? I didn't eat Klaya Kerem, and I didn't have a shir of Irani Dachas. So Rab Meir says, because this concoction, this zayis, is made up of kol shetiyaftilach, Klaya Kerem is mesuif, Irani Dachas is mesuif, so memele, you'll get malchus and the half a zayis of banana and the half a zayis of a grape. That is according to Rab Meir. According to the Chachamim, you will never get malchus on such a thing. You cannot be mitzaref a banana with a grape in order to get malchus. These are two different yisurim. But avo bebeis yisurim umin echad. But Abaya holds afilu according to the Chachamim, if it is beis yisurim umin echad loy. So then Abaya holds that afilu according to the Chachamim, if you have two pieces of meat, one is the half a zayis of nevela, and one is a half a zayis of treife, so then the halacha will be, since it is one mean, it is a zayis of issa, it is a zayis of basar shel issa. This is such an issa, this is such an issa. So geit manishtam, the abaye is also moida that you like it. So that is what Tosfos says. By one mean, Abaya holds that it becomes mitzvah. Agav Ulche, the Chazaynish says, where did Abaye dig this up from? Al Kochi doesn't have a posik. Because the posik of Kol Shetiyafti Loch, that's Rameyah's posik. The Chachamim disagree b'chlal with this drosha. So Al Kochi, Tosfos is saying that the Rabbanon hold misvore. If you have a zayis of meat, and the half of that zayis is treife, and the half of that zayis is nevela, you get malchus by eating the zayis of meat as a svarah. So then he doesn't understand, so why don't you bring a kolben? If you'll have a half a zayis of noisr and half a zayis of pigul, so just, Tosfos said before, gabi kolben, it's not mitzurif. Gabi malchus, it is mitzurif. In Rab Meir, it's very good. Amei has a special pasuk kol shetiyaftilach, which is a pasuk of gabi malchus, not legabi kol. But in Abaye, according to the Rabbanon, so this is a svare. This is a svare that if it is the same mean, you have a zayis of one mean, even though they are surim chalukim, you get malchus. So the Chazanish asked, if there is such a svare, you should bring a kolben also. But anyway, that is what Tosfos said. But it's meiridik mechudish what Tosfos is saying according to this pshat. V'hoda omar esh lokish bepeirik hataruvis. Like the Tosfos, if I'm saying a yisodo, that by the same mean, you'll have a half a zayis of one issa and a half a zayis of another issa, you'll get malchus. That's a type of mitzvah. V'hoda omar esh lokish bepeirik hataruvis. A person had three zeisim. One of pigul, one of noisa, one of tomei. And he mixed them all three up together. And he ate them up. It's potter. So he's potter. He doesn't get malchus. Now why is he potter? That's meiridik. He had a mouthful of issa. Pigul, noisa, and tomei. He theoretically ate three zeisim of issa and he doesn't get once malchus. So the Gemara says, why is it that way? I efsher shalo yarbe min al chaveroi v'yevat lenu. So the Gemara says, when he is chewing these three zeisim of meat, so it's zicher, in one place in his mouth, let us say there is a three quarters of a zayis of noiso and a quarter of a zayis of pigul. And he's chewing. Now he's chewing three quarters of a zayis of noisa with a quarter of a zayis of pigul. So the pigul will become batal to the noisa. So it is considered like he ate a zayis of noisa. So if someone's going to be masrim and tell him, Rabbi Yid, you're not allowed to eat pigul, So a pasach asafik, the Gemara says, who says I'm eating pigle? Maybe the pigle became bottle to the nisa, because maybe while I was chewing it, I chewed it in such an oifen that there was roiv nisa and me it pigle. So memela, so the whole thing gets a din nisa, so it could be I was oiv on the isa nisa, not on the isa pigle. Could be the other way around. Could be I was oiv on the isa tome. So the Gemara says you cannot get malkis, because I do not know Lemaise, which Issa he was taka oivara. That's what the Gemara says. Vach lampote, yevshish lo yarbe min al chaveiroi, v'yevat lenu. So memele, so I'm not sure if he ate noisa, if he ate pigle, if he ate tome. Lemalkus ari. Now this Gemara is speaking about malkus. The betome lo shayach v'chatos. Because there's no chatos on tome. So speaking about malkus. So we see you do not get malchus. So here we see that what? If a person ate a quarter of a zayis of noiso and three quarters of a zayis of pigle, so we say it's mevatel zezeh. And what? There's a din bittel. Hoya mashme. The shnei isurim l'rabon and the rameir ain't mitzdalfen. Because l'chayre, if there's a din siruf, there should not be a din bittel. So Taisvus answers, so chloyme da af al pi, she mevatlen zezeh kshe bolulom. No, so Taisvus says like this. When you mix them up, and you have raiv of one and the meat of the other, and they're being eating together, then there's a din bittel. So the quarter of a zayis becomes bottle to the three quarters of the zayis. Abu mitzdalf and hein lemalkis. But if there was no bittel whatsoever, that means if a person ate b'chdei achilas pras, he ate a half a zayis of noisa, and then later he ate a half a zayis of tamei, he'll get malkis. Hayes bittel is mafkia the shem noisa mine. Bittel is mafkia the shem, whatever shem there is. But that's when there's a din bittel. But when there is no din bittel, so then it's mitzvah and lamalk. That is what Tosfos wants to say. V'chein muchach b'meile v'peirik kotshem izbeach. This nan, ha pigul vahanoiso, ein mitzdalfen. The kama bigmore, loy shono, elo le tumis yudayim. The dat mitzur of linyan tumis yudayim, he have his eyes of each. Avo, the saknasta rabon, avo la achila mitzdalfen. So you see, klo, the gabi achili ki bi mitzaref pigul anoiso. The itzrich, I the Gemara says, what is the Rabbeleza lasuye kro, the lachila mitzdalfen? There the Gemara brings a special posuk for lachila mitzdalfen. Milo yoichal ki koydishem, kol shabbe koydish posel, bo akos of litain loisasa alachilosoi. That there's one lav on pigol and noisa, perich, midenemru belav echod mitzdalfen. So you see, punfakel, that it's takenat mitzdalfen. Only according, because there's one lav, that's why it's mitzvah. So there's one lav of kol shebe kodesh posel. So they says, no, leitzach ala Rab Shimon. Because Rab Shimon holds Rab Shimon is chaylik on this Mishnah. Doma abei sheimis ain mitzvah. Rab Shimon says, klo tu sheimis anam mitzvah. Ube kodesh moide mishim krodi la beleto. Avo le rabonon afilu ba'alme mitzvah. So Taisvah sticks to his guns that if you have one mean, and two shemis, and a half a zayis of one, and a half a zayis of the other, it's mitzaref and it's like alayim. V'hod isnan b'peirei kotshe mizbeyach, ha'ola uklaya kerem mitzarefin, osi shapi kerabonin alibed abaye. It's speaking about the same mean, you have a half a grape of ola, and half a grape of klaya kerem, it's mitzaref. U'miyu lefize, so Taisa says, but I'm in hot water. I just made a beautiful pshat. So what is again the pshat? The pshat is as follows. It says that shloisha minim mitzdalfin. Shloisha Minim means Lefkori Tabai, it's Tam Echot. So we have a Min Echot and two Isurim, half is Ola and half is Klaya Kerem, it's Mitztafen and Loik Aleim. Umiyu Lefizeh Mitztafen, the Reisha Lava Pirushi Kamoi, Eim Mitztafen, the Rab Shimon. The tzir of the Rab Shimon Hainu Leisar, the Ila Malkis, the Islay Kol Shehu Lamalkis. That means like this. Tosfos had brought down before the seif of the Mishnah. Rab Shimon says, Bei Shemes Mimin Echad Eim Mitztafen. So how does Tosfos, what does Bei Shemes Mimin Echad Eim Mitztafen mean? That means that you had one mean, let's say you'll have a grape of Klai, half a grape of Klai Keren, and a half a grape of Ola, and Rab Shimon says, Shnei Minim Ein Mitztafen. And Ein Mitztafen, Tosfos Lom Shat, that you ate the half a grape with the other half a grape, and the Tanakam holds it's Mitztafen Yoloike, and Rab Shimon holds Ein Mitztafen. In fact, Tosfos, there's a very big problem over here, because Rab Shimon holds Kol Shehula Malkis. Dila Malkis is like Kol Shehula Malkis. So if a person eats a half a grape of Ola, he gets Malkis like Rab Shimon also. So what is Pshat Ein Mitztafen? So this beautiful pshat in the Tanakame, all of a sudden we have to say, in Rab Shimon it means, it's not speaking about a case that he ate them both together, no, it's speaking about a case of Nois and Tam B'Kedera. The tzir of the Rab Shimon, I know lesser, not where he's eating two mean and be'en together, it's talking about if it's mitzvah, lesser hakdeir. Rabbein Tam Meforish, the Asurim in Mitztaf and Akol, Mayri, Litzaf, Lesser, Sagdeire, Rabbi Natan did not want to make this diyuk. Loila Malkis. Not like this Chiddush of Tosfos. Inami Asurim Benesinus Tam im Noflu Bekdeire. Here it's talking about that it was Lach Belach, and if it's nice, it's Mitztaf, if it's nice and Tam. O Mitztaf and Lesser Betaruvis Yovesh Beloi Nesinus Tam. It's speaking about that the second case of mitztafa means also you want to aser the taruvis. It's speaking about it became ma'uriv, let's say, a chatzi zayis of one isan, a chatzi zayis of another isan, it became ma'uriv in the taruvis. So it's considered that you have one zayis of isan, but it's not speaking eating it ben. Vashtava mitztafa, k'mayim mitztafa, the sefer, the Rab Shimon, because since there's a taruvis, Rab Shimon does not hold kol shehula malkis. Now let us go to the Tosfos. To the next Mishnah on the Tzadik Amad Aleph. Palpeles Kol Shehu. We're back again to the Inyan of Shiurim. Palpeles, what is the Shir of Palpeles? The Shir of Palpeles is Kol Shehu. Zogt Rashi, Palpeles Kol Shehu, ve'enei palpul shalonu, v'bigmore meforish Kol Shehu l'may chozi. So, Poshit Rashi had a kasha. We had before on the Mishnah, we had learned on the Peitesamid Bay, Tavlin Kidei Le Tavl Beyekale. And Tavlin, Rashi learned it, speaking about Palpulin. So here we have the shear, that Palpulin. So the shear is, you have to take out enough Palpulin in order that it's spicy enough to spice a Beyekale. And here it says, a kolshu is chay. So Rashi for emphasis kasha, here's tavlin, that's palpulin. Palpelis is another mean. Einei palpul shalonu. That is how Rashi answers it. The Yerushalmi also asks the kasha, and the Yerushalmi says that, because we're going to see in the Gemara that this palpelis, what is it chazi for? What is it shimush? You pop one into your mouth, and if you have a bad breath, it does wonders. So the Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik is speaking about, it was not ground. So you have one palpelis, you put a palpelis in your mouth, and it does wonders. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadik, is speaking about, you have ground palpulin. Ground palpulin, you'll take a minute grain and you'll put it in your mouth, it won't help you. There, the oftu is only of spicing. So there you need, that's how the Yerushalmi answers this theory. There the shir is litavel beyakale. Here we're speaking about a whole palpeles. So memele here, it's a kolshu, a whole palpeles is good l'reya chapeh. The itron is the psilis of zephes, of pitch, the type of a resin, of a oil, kol shehu. Also a kol shehu is the shirei tzotan a kol shehu. Minei besomim u minei matches kol shehen. The Chayyidish Ovi wants to say that it says minei besomim u minei matches, it doesn't, because it's not all besomim. There are certain minei besomim, certain minei matches that a kol shehu is achshibis. May avnei hamizbeach, if a person will carry out, may avnei hamizbeach, a chelik of the avonim of the mizbeach, a pebble from the avnei hamizbeach, umay afar hamizbeach. Now, these two in yonim are ton gnize, sadova kodesh that needs gnize. Weiter, mekak svorim umekak matpechay seyen. If you have, the mekak means that there was a mekak is a type of a worm that it's a bookworm. It eats cloth and it gets nirkav, it gets disintegrated. So the powdery substance that's left over from the svarim, or the powdery substance that's left over from the matpeches hasvarim, from the mantelach, so these have a kedusha and they need gnize. So there are choshe. Is kol shehu, is also a kol shehu. Shematzniim oison legoinzon. So we have here a Mishneh that is mefaret certain articles that a kol shehu has a shir cheshivis, and one is mighty a kol shehu is chai. Rabbi Yehuda oimer af hamoitzi misham sheavoide zore kol shehu. The person is moitzi misham sheavoide zore. So he's also chayv on a kol shehu. Shenema v'lo yidbak b'yotcha ma'ume min acherem. They see the Torah asserd a kol shehu of misham sheavoy dezor. Let us see Rashi. Mine besomim kol shehen l'reyach toif. The kol shehu also gives out a good reyach. So it's choshev. Mine matches kol shehu roi l'darbon kotten. Darbon cotton is a small nail that used to be a long stick with a small nail stuck into the end of it. That was the darbon they used to prod the behemoth b'shas charisha, used to guide the behemoth. So a small little nail is enough to, can do a lot with a behemoth. Actions speak louder than words. So memela, a darbon cotton had a chashivis. Shematnin ha'isa l'refuah lo'igarsina. Mekak svorim achilas toilas. That what a worm used to eat up. Eicheles hasvorim umerakvon. Ushmoi, in the name of the worm is called mekak. And what was left over, he also called mekak. That's called mekak svorim. What the mekak did to the svorim, so that's called mekak svorim. Shematniim oison legoinzon, shekol dova kodesh toan gnize. So memeile, it has a cheshivis. So memeile, there's a chiyev an haitzoh. If a person is moitzi a kol shehu. Me'ume alma achshev ekro le'isure. The Torah said, lo yidbak biyotcha me'ume min acher. B'hod esnan kol she'enoi kosher la'tzniye. We learned before on Seif Klal Godel, what's enoi kosher la'tzniye, not chayiv o'kimna l'mutay atzei asheire, v'loi ke Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Piskei Arid I saw wants to say as follows. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitose. Rabbi Yehuda held a meloche she'ein tzricha legufe is chayiv. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara will say later, if a person will take out a mace, he doesn't want the mace in the house. He takes it out, so that is considered a meloche she'ein tzricha legufe. He doesn't need the mace in the street. The ikar is, he doesn't want the mace in the house. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha is, even though you don't need the Guf HaMalacha, which is the Haitzol or Shus HaRabim, but you also chay. So the Piskei Arid says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Pekert, Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Mu'umim Min Acherim. I'm not allowed to have a Mashahu of Misham Sheyavei Dezore in my house. The Torah asked it. So if the Torah asked a Mashu, so this is Machshiv Deitz, I have to get it out. I don't need it outside, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Amalocha Shein Tzricha Legufe is Chayiv. So therefore, you're Chayiv. According to the Rabbonim, he says the Tanakhama is Chaylik Rabbi Yehuda. It says Rabbi Shimon, Yodza Malocha Shein Tzricha Legufe, is Potter. So that, what I want to get rid of it, that's nothing. You have to have a positive use for it outside. You don't have a positive use for it outside. So therefore, the Tana, that's what the Piskei Yehuda wants to say. Therefore, the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda by Misham Sheyavay Dezor. So the Gemara, Palpeles Kol Shehu Lamai Chosi. What can you do with a palpeles koshu? It's l'reyach hapeh. It's good for reyach hapeh. So that's why it has achshibis. Itron koshu, what does itron, again, this is a psalus of zephes. It's a type of a liquid, a byproduct of zephes. So what is it chosi? Litzil choso. What is litzil choso? So Rashi says, ke'ev chatzi horosh. This is good for a headache. Now, exactly how does it work for a headache? So the Miri says, you smear it. You are moishach, and by a chaylan a tinoikis, kigoyim, the yaivitz is geiris chilsis, the type of a thing that has a bad reyach. Lavriach may all of mazikin. So this was, it seems it was a dovo skula, or there were mazikim, and a reyach raz mavriach mazikin. So memele, so this is choshuv. Agomon, tseva shetzoivim boy agomon. This is the dye that you dye agomon. Now, we had before, in the Mishnah Daf Pei Tesamid base, we had a whole series of dyes, klipi agoizim, klipi amoinim, etc. And there we said the shir is, kedelitz boye ben beget cotton. So if you were mighty enough dye that could be tseveya beget cotton, that's choshev. Less than a baggage cotton is not choshev. And here it says a kol shehu. So Rashi says, v'taima lo yisparish. I don't understand why this, the agomon, the tzeva, is different than all the other dyes we had till now. The Meroi Meisoda wants to say that since agomon is very choshev, so memele, so it's different taki, even if he can be tseveya akol shehu, that's also choshev. That's how he brings a ray from a mission in Kalim. Dagomon choshev litzvoya. So kol shehu, the tseva yokahu. It's a very choshev edai, so filo akol shehu is choshev. That's what the Rei Mesoda wants to say, if we learn the way Rashi assumed that it's speaking about the dai. The Piskei Arid wants to say we're speaking about a small piece of material that is dyed agamon. So the Mele, so this is choshev. He says he could always put it on as a fringe on a beged, and it's mashiv the beged. And Rashi said, lo yisparish, v'li nirish agam hu roi lahoriach. Rashi wants to say, not all the chshivas of the dye, but it is a good reyach. Besula saveret, Olo shel vered bochel achas. So I think what Rashi means, Rashi is telling us, first of all, the machlekes harishayim, if it means a whole rose, the Miri brings down, or one petal of a rose. So Rashi Dachsim is telling us, number one, olo, achas. The Gemara said achas. So achas means, Ola achas, one petal, not one rose. Now Rashi is saying that's the ola on the achas. Shel vered bochel. Vered bochel, that's a means it was like a loshen bechire or mufcho. That's psula saveret. This was a very choshev rose. Others say that most roses that grow on vines is more than one rose on a stem. Psula saveret is that there's one rose to the stem, and that's a choshev rose. So that is what Rashi means. Ola acha shel vered bochel, or a mufcha dike rose. Zog de Gemara weiter, minei matris kol shehen. Minei matris is kol shehen. Lamai chozi, tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, oime shekein roi lasis mimeno darbon kot. Tana Rabbono, haime harei olai barzel, if a person is menadev, barzel lebedek abayis, Hacheirim oimrim lo yitchais me amo alamo. So when a person, even though he was soisim, he did not say an amount, how much Basel he wants to give, but al kaponim, it is understood as someone is magdish something lebede kabayis, he magdish adova choshev, he not magdish adarben, shal barzel, I mean, he magdish adova choshev. So acherim oimrim lo yivchais me amo al amo. He should at least donate an amo al amo of barzel. Lemai chozi, what can bedek abayis do with an amo al amo of barzel? Omer Rav Yosef lekalya oirev. It could be used to chase away oirevim. Ve'iked amri acherim oimrim lo yivchais me kalya oirev. He should give barzel which can chase away Irvin. Bekama Amar Rav Yosef Amo Alamo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Lekalya Oirev Tabloish Shel Amo Alamo Hoyo Oisin Vehein Chadim Kisakin Sviveisem with very sharp edges Umismorim Chadim Bekulon. And it seems they were set up on top of the Gag of the Heichol. They were set up standing on the edge. So that means if a bird would ever come in contact with any of the three edges, it was a very sharp contact. And also, and there was also, Vein Chadin, Kisakin Svivoisem, it was sharp as a knife, Umismorin Chadin Bekulon, seems, and it was, and they put Mismorin Chadin Bekulon, Umachap Ben Gagoy Shel Heichol, Limnoya es ha'irvin mileishev. They did not want that the irvin should be kind of shvisa on top of the base hamigdosh. Taksmi, there was a tam, they might bring a davar tomei from a mace. So therefore, they did not want that the roof of the base hamigdosh should become a resting place for irvin. It's a very interesting toisvis. Mechal ya'irev, ba'oruch be'erech kol. Perish the bemigdash rishon mibnei roiv kedusha shahisa boy lehave tzorich kal ya'irev. Amir dekar zach. This is a psarebi shemaise that in the base hamigdash rishon that the shechina was shayre and oirev would never have the chutzpah to go and rest on the gag of the of the we see over Rabbi Yehonas ben Azil a bird had whatchamacallit had got burnt. A kolayv ha-pireyach, some amelish tell zich for the bias rishin, that there was ashros ha-shchine, lehav etzorich kal yoyre. Velesa, zikteis is very nice, but it's not correct. Perikame de moyet kotten, muchach behed yeshoy bemigdash rishin kal yoyre. The gemara in moyet kotten brings down that Shloim HaMelech set aside, when he was building the base HaMikdash, he set aside money for kal yoyre. So you see, Klal, that Shlomo Melech put up a Kal Yoyrev. That's Taisus Kashe. But Taisus and Menachis wants to fend for the Orch. The Orch is like given a... The Orch says something, so he says something. He says, yeah, Shlomo Melech did not know he built the Beis HaMikdash. He did not think it'd be so much Kedush in the Beis HaMikdash. But after he built it, he saw what the Beis HaMikdash is, so he went and took it off. Because it was not necessary to remain on the Beis HaMikdash. Let us go further. Nechoishes, if a person donates nechoishes, lo yivchais mi more kesef. So the minimum amount is a more kesef. It should have the value of a kesef, the weight of a more. Tanya Rabbi Lezer, lo yivchais mi tzineirik tano shal nechoishes. You should use it for tziner cotton shal nechoishes, was a type of a fork. L'may chozye, omar abaye, shemechatetim boas apsilois, omekanchen haneris. Let us see what Rashi says. Mi mo kesef, nechoyshe shove mo kesef. Tzinoire, mazlai cotton, let us see the bach skirse, hasoiv dibur. Now there's a small type of a fork. Now there's a new dibur, the dibur starch, shemoichtim boi psilois, ומקנחין ראשיין. לדויי חוישכון. That means they used to trim the shachuris, the char that was on the psilois, that was on the psile. So in order they used to take off that charred chalik of the psile, so they used these. This is this sinayra of nechayshes. Let us see Taisus laivches mi ma kesef teimer lri laivches mi pruta havaleila meima. Why didn't the Braisa tell us that if a person was menadev matbeyish on the choishes, the shear should be pruta? Kreicha de sanya beperik basra de menoches are alai zov, and they're speaking about matbeyish azov, laivches medina zov, kesef laivches medina kesef. So why didn't say this din of the choishes when he was masker amatbeya means amatbeya shal ne choishes? That is pshat and teisvis kashe. That's how the Sfasemis learns Pshat and Taisus Kashi. He didn't say Matbeya is Bechlal Matshvel. The whole Gemara over there speaking about when he mentioned Matbeya Shel Zov. He mentioned Matbeya Shel Kesef. There we say Dinner Zov and Dinner Kesef. So Taisus is asking, why didn't the Tana tell us if he tells us Matbeya Shel Nechoshe shall be a Prute? The Ritva says because that's not Choshev. And a person is Minadif Tebedi Kabayis, he's not a cheapskate. You have to give ein anis b'mokke mashiris. If you're menadev something, the better kabbai says to have a chshivis. So this din does not apply. A din is shal kesev, a din is shal zov memeila. But a pruta shal nechoshes, that is not suitable for a nedove to better kabbayis. And if you said stam, you're menadev, the better kabbayis, you meant something more choshev. Mekak svorim or mekak matpeches. Omar Rav Yehuda. Mekak de Sifri. The worm that is Dritzab Sforim is called Mekak. Techach de Shiroi. The worm that eats up silk, his name is Techach. Ve'ela de Envy. Fafe de Taini. Veho de Rimaini. So all these worms who they find them, the Ho finds itself in Rimainim, the Vafe finds itself in Tainim. All these words, kulu sakanta. It's a sakana if you eat any of these worms. Now the Gemara brings a maisa. Who talmidid Abba Yosef kamed Rav Yochanan? Have a ka'ochel teine. Very interesting maisa. He was eating teinim in front of Rav Yochanan. A Talmud is eating teinim. I don't know, someone was not in the middle of the Seder. Al kaponim, he was eating teinim. Amalei, Rebbe, kaitzin yesh b'teine. He was very friendly with Rabbi Yochanan and also Rabbi. He says, you know, the tainim I'm eating, there's kaitzim in them, there's thorns in them. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, kotlei peh lodein. So this worm in the tainim is called peh. So he says, Nebuch, it's not kaitzim. I have bad news for you. That you swallowed this worm and he's having a good time in your throat and lo yaleinu. That's what he told him. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, mekak de sifri, techach de shiroi, ka'elu toiloin hen, shebechol min amin, vechalukim bishmeisayim, techach, aylo, peh, ho, these are different shemes, each one has its own name. Kula sakanta loichlam, kaitzim yesh betainim, hoya teilas yoyshe, v'noikiv begroinoi, v'daimen, he thinks, shehu kaitz, kotlei peh ladein, hogei peh ladein. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hamoitzi kupas haroichlem. Now what is kupas haroichlem? So Rashi says, moichei psomim lekishutei noshim. These roichlem, these were peddlers that used to sell psomim for the kishutei noshim. V'yesh lehem kupois ktanois letzroireis psomim. They used to have small baskets, and then in each basket there was a different type of psomim there. And he took out a whole keli full of these small baskets. Af al pi sheyesh bo minim harbe, even though there are many minim in this basket, ein echai velachatos achas. He was a shaygik. Ein echai velachatos achas. Zeroine gine. What if a person took out zeroine gine seeds, which one used for a gine? Pachis mikegroigris. So the shir is less than a groigus. So what is the chiddush? Let us see Rashi. Ein echai v'chata sachas the kulu chod ha'yitzo. It's one big ha'yitzo. Poches mi kegroigris. Af agav d'chol ha'oichlim shiuren kegroigris. The shir av oichlim is kegroigris. Hani
It seems he could eat these seeds also, even the lezriya kaimi, but since they could use them for planting purposes, b'pachin v'kegregres nami mechai, so yechayim on less than a gregres. Zerayne gine, pachis v'kegregres. Rav Yehuda ben Beseira oimer, chamisha. He says, five, if a person is made to five garinim, that is enough. Zera kishuin, zroim of a melon, shnayim. Zera diluin of a gourd, shnayim. Zera pulamitri, shnayim. That is a sheer shivit. Hamoitzi chogov chai toher. A person takes out a chogov, a live chogov. It's a mean toher, which is mutter to eat. Kosho. So the halacha is, he's chayv on a kosho. A kosho is a chashivis. Mace, if it's a dead one, kigregres. So then the shir is kigregres. We'll see, what is the difference between a live one and a dead one? So Rashi says as follows. Let us see Rashi. Zera kishuim choshevu v'chayim b'shnei galgerim. So two seeds are choshev. Hamoitzi chogov chai, toher, it's a mean toher, kolshu. Shematzni noisei, here's a chshivis, lekotn, lesachik boi, kenoforish rabiude b'seifa de masnisen. That means if you want to occupy a cotton, give him this, and the mamas will have a gewaldic enjoyment. It jumps and he plays with it merrily. So memela, it's matzniya noisei lekotn. So memela, a kosho, there's no minimum shear. May, areyu kishar oichlin, v'chayev b'kegroiger. Then there's a shear of an oichl already, an oichl, so the shear is kegroiger. Agavulche, we'll see later in the sugya, the Taisus HaRosh is a pilpul, if a chogov needs shchita, so here's a pilpul over here, so either mace means it's geshochten, if you need shchita, if you don't need shchita, mace means that it died, then you don't need shchita, or maybe you can give it to a goy, so here's a shiva savoichlam al tzagoy. That's these three mahalchim. Meis kegregeres. Tipeiris kramim. Now this was there's a machloikis exactly what this was. The yaivetes tipeiris kramim was also a type of a chogov. Bein chaya bein meise kolshu. Shemasniin oisei lerefuah. See, gewaldik izachen. In this tipeiris kramim, this was very good for chochme. The Gemara says it was, It did wonders. So memela, so even you used to divide it up and eat part of it and attach part of it to your left arm. Salkaponim. So this is a chshivas al tzrifuah. So tziperes kramim bein chaya bein meisa kosher shematzni noisa l'refuah. Rabbi Yehuda imar af hamoitzi chogov chai tomei. Is also kosher shematzni noisa l'kotn lisrak boy. Amuda says, if the chshivis of a chogov chai is because you have something to occupy your child, so it's choshu. So mamela, what's the difference if it's a chogov tomei or a chogov toyer? As long as it jumps and it occupies your child, so mamela, it has a chshivis. Zogt Rashi, tzipeiris kromim lekami meforish mahi umay refuasa. Shematzniim oisei lekotn, v'tane kame mehay time name mechayev lei bechogov toya. He's not mechadish a new tam by chogov chai. The tam about the tane kame by chogov chai toya is also because you can occupy a cotton. Miu atomi polig lei matni lei lesachei. A person would not give his child such a toy to play with, a chogov tomei. Maybe in there'll be a very very serious play, and the chogov will die from the play, and he might come to eat it. So therefore, the Tanakama holds one does not give, and he might come and eat it. So we'll see. So kaponim. So therefore, one is not matnia a chogov tomei, because one would not give it to a cup. Let us see Taisvis. Hamoitzi kupas haroichlin, afal pisha yeshbo minin harbe, einei chayiv ela achas. Tema, the maike mashmalon. What is the chiddush that of a person, we're talking about, he was a shaygik. So he was a shaygik, and he took out minim harbe, einei chayiv ela achas. Tema, the maike mashmalon, pshite. Tafilu bahoitzi vechoza vahoitzi. Was behelam echad ein echayv ala achas. So he took out five minim in one ma'is. I've had to give this is chayv one chatos. Kamei bekotza vechaza vekotza kosh kein bebasachas. Afilu Rav Yosef the mechayv alibed the Rabbi Leza bekotza vechaza vekotza beperik omru loy by two pahulas by tzo achas pshita de potter. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? Mamish one shkoge. The tirets rabbeinu tam the mairi kegoin shenoydoloi al minze. Later he found out about this mean. The niskapa, and he brought a kolb. The chazor venoydoloi al minacha, and then he found out about the second mean. Afilo hochi poto. That means even though we had it in ochel kizayis. And then he ate another kezayis pelamecha. And then later he brought a kolben on the first one. So he has to bring a kolben on the second one because it's in kaporis mechalkois. Even though the chatoim were behelamecha, but if he brought a kapore after one, so Mamele will have to, when he finds out about the second, he has to bring a second kapore. But over here, that's tafke by two zeisei chaylev behelam echad. But here, since it was one maisa itzob, ave hakel kemaidover echad. Ave gav de bepeik hamatni etanye vim hoya kli tzorech loy. It took out peiris and a keili. Vim hoya keili tzorech loy, chayev af ala keili. Umukilo ravashi sheshogak baze ubaze. But al kaponim, you see that even though it was one maise, afal pi kein, if there was noidaloi v'chazav noidli, you bring two kaponis, one on the keli and one on the peiris. So what am I saying over here? That since it was one maisa heitza, even though it was noida v'chazav and noida, you bring two. The Gemara says later it's not true, even though it was one maisa heitza. So Taisa says, tavke bikli va'oichlin shebesaychoi. It's two different things. There's a kli and oichlin shebesaychoi. Machalkin yediyas. Then there's the din yediyas machalkis. It's called two different heitzois. Aval ba'oichlin. It's all the din kli mitzalf on, so it's called one big oichel. Afilu kaporis ein mechalkes. Not only yediyas ein mechalkes, afilu kaporis ein mechalkes. That's how Taisus learns pshat. V'rimotza b'Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi yes the kasha. Ilu hoitzi v'hoitzi to take out twice. Klumu chayiv ela achas. So memele. So what's the chiddush over here that he took it out? He took out two minim, but bas achas he's chayv achas. So the Gemara says, so the Yerushalmi answers, "Lanitzra elo rabbalosa, shelaytayma minim harbe yasu kealomis harbe, v'yechayv al kol achas va'achas kamash melon." Now what's the hava mina? Perish. The salke daitoch the minim mechalkim, k'domer Rabbi Yeshua tamchuyin mechalkim. That means we had before, Rabbi Yeshua says as follows. Rabbi Yeshua holds, if a person eats two zeisei chaylev elamecho, the din is according to everyone, you bring one chatos. What if these two zeisei chaylev were prepared in two different afanim? One was sli, one was mevushel. So Rabbi Yeshua holds tamchuyim mechalkin. So there's a din like chaylev edam. That means two, even though it's the same chet, but if they have two, they were prepared in two different eifanim, as a din of two different chatoim. So that's what Yerushalmi says. So just like this two zeisim of chaylev, that one was mevushel and one was sli, has a din of two minim legabe achile. So I would think, so it's called two, it's equal to two alomes, and you have two chatois. So I would think the hoitza of two minim is also chayev. It's also called like two bezundra maisim. It's kamash malon, isn't it, Azai? That's the problem. The Tana that holds Tamchuyim Mechalkim is not Rabbi Lozal, that's Rabbi Yeshua. So Taisis blibes with Akash.